Blog for ESO Worth It Ministries, September 30th, 2020. Feeling lonely? 8 tips in overcoming loneliness. Do you ever feel lonely? I do, but I know I am not alone in my aloneness. The human race has been plagued with this malady ever since the fall of mankind. And now with this forced isolation with the COVID-19 pandemic, we feel all the more alone. There are many reasons why someone might feel lonely, even when they're not actually alone. I have, quote-unquote, a good reason to feel lonely. I'm a widow, live alone, and still relatively new in my geographical area. But do I have to be continually beleaguered with these feelings? No. In fact, you and I need not be controlled by any emotion. Being an emotional yo-yo, I've had lots of experiences and opportunities to demonstrate that victory is won through Christ. Here are 8 tips to help you during lonely times. The first key is to address the source. For me, when I experience loneliness, I feel that no one cares. I don't belong. I have no value. But these feelings are not based on truth. They are a byproduct of dwelling on the negative. Just because someone doesn't call, visit, or whatever does not mean they do not care. People do care. And even if they didn't, God does. I do have value. I am precious in His sight. I belong to Him. He bought me with His own Son's blood. He is always with me. See Matthew 28:20. On these facts, I must focus. That is the second key in overcoming times of loneliness. Focus on God and the truth. Think about what is true. Speak it to your soul with conviction and out loud if possible. See my egg story for an example of how to do this. Next, understand that we all feel lonely at times. Even our precious Savior experienced loneliness. He said in John 16:32, "But a time is coming when you will leave me all alone. Yet I am not alone, for my Father is with me." Feeling lonely is not a sin. It's simply part of being human in a fallen world. It becomes a sin when we let it control our actions. The fourth principle in escaping lonesomeness is to focus on others. Get involved with people. Attend functions. Invite others to get together. Volunteer. Communicate with people, and not just electronically. Even during this pandemic, we can stay connected by phone or teleconferencing. Number 5, turn it around. Use your loneliness for good. Reach out to those who are also lonely. You'll be able to empathize. Trust me, being an instrument to encourage another soul will help dispel all feelings of loneliness. Being alone is a good thing for me because I am a writer and need that time to fulfill my God-given calling. Which leads us to our next key. Stay productive, especially in regards to fulfilling your God-given purpose. When I am carrying out God's will for my life, I feel significant and all feelings of loneliness are dissipated. What productive things can you do with your alone time? Number 7, make right choices. Don't try to add to your loneliness by filling that emptiness with things, food, drugs, entertainment, unhealthy relationships, and so on. Fill it with the only one who can truly satisfy, Christ. This will take major effort. David Jeremiah says, "The greatest challenge is to get over the initial hurdle." At such times in feeling lonely, one does not feel like doing the right thing. But I find that when I take the step of faith to do what I know I should do, my feelings begin to change. And last but not least, stay close to your Redeemer. Read your Bible. Think about God. Praise Him. In so doing, you'll be able to sense His presence more frequently and not feel alone. I have found sensing God's presence is my most effective defense against loneliness. To summarize, we can simply say, get your eyes off yourself. So, my friends, whatever the cause of your loneliness, if you employ these principles, you may have occasional visits of feeling lonely, but you won't have to live there. To help you achieve this, I have a new resource for you, 10 Tips to Increase Your Awareness of God's Presence. You can get your free copy by clicking on the link in the text.